It depends. I mean, a visit to our kids would include an adventure center, which includes a ropes course, a zip line, a mountain coaster, and then maybe end the day with a trip across the street to the water park. That would be a very long, involved day because the adventure center takes about 6-7 hours to go through. But that seems to be what our kids like to do, is a little bit of both. And with the installation this year of the first and only quad chairlift in central New York, we're going to be offering mountain biking and hiking on weekends, further opening the mountainside to visits. So we have quite an extensive trail on both national land and on our land. That people can hike and walk and mountain bike, and it's just to emphasize the outdoors. Get out and enjoy yourself, and it's just a beautiful area, especially if you're coming from Syracuse, where, you know, you're used to traffic and other things. This is 26 miles away, and it's like a world away.
What will the day be like? Give me a sense of the scene for the music festival, you know, using the outdoors and the background of the ski center.
The festival itself will take place all along the base of the mountain, and there'll be booths, there'll be crafts, there'll be food and beer and local wineries, and the stage will be set up at the base of the Alpha Slope, and then the people will watch the concerts, various concert acts from the hill. You can sit out there, you can camp. You can do whatever you do, and it's, if you want to change the venue, you walk over to the Adventure Center, or you can walk over to the water park, or you can swim in the creek. You know, it's just meant to just, you know, take in nature, enjoy what upstate New York has to offer.
Maybe finally, how is it all going with purchasing the center? How'd your winter go, and how are your prospects looking forward? You know, you're a year in now. I realize that's a short sample size, but how's it all going?
It's going great. I mean, we came off a record ski season thanks to the polar vortex and some improvements in the snowmaking that we had due to a flood that took care of some repairs. We had 125 ski days. We still have a lot of snow. We just don't have a lot of skiers that want to ski. They want warm weather. But we couldn't be happier. All these changes, people come up and they're excited. And we felt we owed it to our customer that we need to continue this excitement. And Peak Fest is going to fill that exciting, you know, next event to look forward to. And then, of course, we have mud runs and we have a tough enough in the fall. And, you know, before you know it, it'll be back to ski season.